temperatures dropping down to about
Blog Talk Radio.
Friday and Monday up into the weekend, more clouds and a chance of rain showers expected. High temperatures much cooler in the low 70s. With cloudy skies through the overnight, low temperatures in the upper 50s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasily and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next to you.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. And I got to tell you, I so love the information and the feedback you all are sending. You know, sometimes we wonder about, are we talking about things that y'all are, like, really interested in, or am I just blabbing, right? After 18 years, I still ask myself the question, and Benny, you will tell me sometimes, okay, you're blabbing. But
I do not say that.
I know you don't say it. I know you don't say it.
How dare you call me out like that? You don't blab.
Come on, Benny. You know that I count on you for honest feedback, though, right?
I do, but come on. You're like setting me up.
No, oh, wait, sorry. The word you use is flub.
Well, that's a whole different area, though, I think.
All right, okay.
Blabbing is like going on and on and on. Flubbing is like you made a mistake. You just got to fix it. There's no problem there.
Yeah, and he's like, okay, that was...
We'll come up with it, that, I'm sure. Fine.
Well, let's just talk about blabbing for a minute. You know, honestly, I should write a blog about this. Blabbing for 18 years. You know, positive talk blabbing for 18 years.
The blabbing blog.
That blog.
The blabbing blog.
The blabbing blog. I'm going to do that, Benny. You heard it here. Blabbing blog. It's going to come out of here. But here's what I love about it. Yes, I did talk about, and I have been talking about mental well-being for about a year now in different ways. And yes, I did talk about Simone Biles, and I did talk about what's going on in the Olympics. And some of you have emailed me, and I want to thank you for the emails because, you know, this is a topic nobody's really talking about. And I did make a statement, and the statement I made was, you know, we're the United States of America. We do things differently here. We don't take people out of their homes for 18 months and say, you're going to train with us and you're not going to really have a life. We do things differently here. And I don't think anybody could have realized the impact of COVID. And yes, I did call out, I got the email I got, Benny, was, thank you for calling out the National Gymnastics Committee. And I thought, okay, what did I say? And I had to go back, Stephanie. I had to go back to listen to this. And here is what it is. When you decide you're going to talk about something in the idea of inspiring the world, sometimes what happens is the real you shows up. And when the real you shows up in life, it's magical. And it's not always what everybody likes to hear, but the question at the end of the day, are we inspired by it? You know, and that's really the feedback that people are giving us. You know, they're saying, man, I didn't think about it that way. I'm really inspired by that. We're getting that feedback from a number of shows we have here. Because if you are someone like Stephanie James, my very special guest today, and you are looking at this world, you know, psychotherapist, dynamic public speaker, published author, she is out there in the mental health field, then you're somebody that is in the realm of sparking and igniting the best in others and understanding the human dynamic and the human nature of who we are. Today, I want to introduce you to her. If you've not heard about who she is, go to stephaniejames.world, and we're going to give you a lot of information. We're also going to talk about the spark, you know, the spark with Stephanie James. But when you are taking on a conversation about the spark, you have to be somebody that is fired up about life. What we need to know now, living wisdom for a changing world with my very special guest, super show host, and somebody that is taking the conversation on. Stephanie, great to have you. Welcome.
Thank you, Pat. It's so wonderful to be here.
So I want to ask you this question because this is it. You know, when we are fired up about things, let me just use that analogy for a moment, for lack of a better phrase. When we are fired up about something, and that's really for me what I've been talking about here in the past month or so, something happens inside of us to call us forward to new things. And I want to know from you, what has called you forward? All of the things I've said about you, everything you're doing, what is calling you forward now, though? See, not like last week, but who is Stephanie James now, and what are you enacting in this large vision you have?
I love that question. Thank you, Pat. That's a good question because I really do feel like, you know, it's a daily practice for me. One of the things I do when I wake up in the morning, literally first thing, sometimes I even wake up and I'm already doing this. So it's like, it's almost like the subconscious practice where I wake up in the morning, I have one hand on my heart, one hand on my gut, and I'm just praying, sometimes again, subconsciously, but just that I'm surrendering. I'm surrendering to being the clearest conduit I can be for what my experience of the divine is to flow through.
Yeah.
And so that's around getting my ego out of the way. It's about not clinging to, you know, hard to desires or the outcome that I think is going to be the best for me, but truly surrendering to that flow that really does come to me and through me when I kind of get myself out of the way.
Mm.
And so what ends up speaking to me is oftentimes this amazing daily inspiration. That is truly, I feel, and I've really been in touch with it. January will be 15 years, but I've been very clear that my mission is to bring as much love and healing to the world as possible. And so I want to do that, you know, through my radio show, through my books, through my film, you know, through all these different seminars and summits that I'm putting on, through my public speaking. And I feel like, my God, Pat, we need that more than ever right now. We all need to know that, number one, our healing matters. And as we start doing this inner work, really that's how we can ignite the sparks, not only within ourselves, but then we become like the pebble in the pond in that concentric circles of healing. We start radiating that out to others.
Yeah. This is why I wanted to have you join in the conversation. And I was so excited. You know, I know you've talked to Linda, and I know about you and your energy to illuminate the world and ignite the spark within. And so when I think about this and I think about, you know, your backstory a little bit, and I want to go there for a minute.
Yeah.
You know, you and I have something in common. We are like the little, do you know that commercial with the Energizer Bunny? Right? He or she, I don't know if it's he or she, so let's call it they. They are banging on the, for a million years, we have watched the commercials about this Energizer Bunny, right? But the Energizer Bunny now is showing how the Energizer Bunny is breaking through limited beliefs. I mean, you're starting to see it in some of the way this is portrayed. And I want to ask you, what lights you up? What keeps you moving in the way where you continue to break through limited beliefs? And as a result of that, Stephanie, what do you create? What are you creating to help ignite the world?
Yeah, well, you know, it's really twofold, Pat, because I really feel like there's this duality here. And one of it truly is that we have to do our own work, right? So one of the ways that I've been truly doing that, and honestly, this year, it's something that we continue doing the rest of our lives. So I really want to put that, you know, message out there first, because I know so many people are like, when do we arrive? When do we get to, you know, finish doing this work? And if we cannot think of it as work, it's just part of our journey. then it becomes like, this is just a part of it. It's okay. We're never going to be perfect. We're a work in progress. And so this year, one of the biggest things for me has continued to be, how do I develop a true friendship? I call it befriending myself, and to grow in love with myself. And, you know, that we can hear that all the time, like, oh, just be your own best friend, just love yourself. And it's not that simple. You know, 32 years in the personal development and mental health field, I know it's not that easy. And so I really practice that, you know, morning ritual of tuning in, of doing gratitude, of exercising, of meditation, all those things where I make myself the priority in my own life. And I know for some people that might be, oh, that sounds really selfish. And it's not. It's the thing that's how I refuel. That's how I ignite my own spark. Because my other joy, the other joy in my life is, you know, I have a private practice. I'm actually in that office right now. And whether it's coaching clients or whether it's a group of people or a speaking, you know, experience or one-on-one with clients in my office, it's being able to be that clearer conduit. And that lights me up when I am observing other people's transformation. And I can feel, and it's not about Stephanie James having the right answer or I'm given the right information. It literally feels like whatever's supposed to come through in those conversations comes through. So to be witness to other people's healing, that lights me up. That inspires me. And I have an amazing soul tribe of friends that when we get together, I just got together a few weeks ago up in the mountains with one of my very best friends, Gabriella Masala, and we are putting on this event that literally came through a meditation we were doing together up on these rocks, you know, as the sun's coming up and it's absolutely gorgeous. And it's like, oh my God, when we are those open conduits, that's when the messages come through, like, wow, this is something that could really bring hope, inspiration, and substantial change in people's lives. And that's the kind of stuff that just fires me up, Pat. Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, I want to continue to talk about this, too. And, Benny, I think I'm going to go ahead and skip the break if we could. Jamie, you're going to skip the break. I love what you're talking about when you reference you and your friend. Look, you went off to the mountains, and then you heard. So, Stephanie, one of the things I want to talk about is this is a conduit conversation for a moment. And what I mean by a conduit conversation is it doesn't matter if you're up on a retreat. You know, I mean, I was at a meeting with Jessica and Linda the other day, and we have lunch together, and we just talk about things. And I'm telling you that Linda will tell you this, that in the middle of the conversation, I go like this. And I'm like that, just looking over here. They know now that when I come back, I've not heard a word of what they're saying, but something has come in. How do we honor that? And, you know, here's my question. I want to talk about the event that you're creating. And the reason I want to talk about the event is because when we get an idea, and look, I introduced you. You're a psychotherapist. You're a transformational life coach. You know, you're a presenter, you're a radio host, you're a podcast host, you're an author, you're a filmmaker, and you're not done yet.
Yeah.
You're not done yet. And the reason I want to bring it up is because the people in my circle, my friends, even some of the listeners, the questions I get asked are you going to be able to continue? Are you continuing? Will you continue? Will you grow the net? I mean, they don't ask it directly like that. And my answer is, I'm just warming up.
Yeah.
I'm not even the Energizer battery yet. I'm just like, I'm warming up.
Mm-hmm.
You're warming up too. And yet, let's recognize what you've created. Because this event came from a divinely guided energy. Tell us about it.
Yeah. Well, and Pat, first of all, I want to tell you, I resonate with you so much because I just turned 54 in June, and I was like, I always tell people life begins at 50.
Yeah.
know, that is really when things started opening up and everything started coming through. And so I am so in line with you. I am just getting started. I am barely out of the gate, you know. And so it is exciting. And, you know, I think one of the things we have to do is start creating this room in our lives. You know, and I'm guilty of this because I'm so busy. You know, and if I don't intentionally create balance, I'm working 14 to 16 hours a day. So I'm really, really, you know, really trying to be very intentional about creating this time. And so that's what this weekend was about with Gabriella. And so, I mean, we were doing...
Thank you, Gabriella. Thank you.
Yes. Oh, my God. She's so amazing. She's an amazing soul, firecracker energy in this world. And when we get together, talk about heart resonance. You know, she's from Austin, but you would think, you know, we lived in the same town and had, you know, weekly coffee dates because we're always connected. But to get together in physical proximity was just really powerful. So we were doing breath work and meditation and singing and, I mean, all kinds of just opening. And so I think we have to allow for that space. And so when that happened, you know, we had both had hits. Probably, gosh, 6 months ago, a year ago, we knew we were going to be doing events together. We've always kind of known that in our relationship the past few years. And as we started letting things come through in this meditation, it was like we just started having this conversation afterwards, pinging off one another. And my inspiration was, you know, we said we wanted to create an online event. And I said, you know, for me, part of the last thing that I want to do is create another online summit that's 3 days long and nobody can see all the presenters and nobody really wants to because who's got 3 days out of their life to just spend in front of the computer? So what was hitting me is, oh my gosh, at the end of my radio show, each time for the last, you know, 3+ years now, going on my 4th year, it's been about what is the essential message that you want to leave with the audience? That's the last question I ask. And so oftentimes that is when, most times, the divine comes through, the person is sharing just this amazing piece. And so what hit me, Pat, was this thought of, what if we had 22 presenters and they each shared just 10 minutes? And that 10 minutes during this interview where I would interview them, at some point that 10 minutes would be just, what is the essential message? What do we need to hear now? Because we're living in so much, there's so much fear and chaos and people feeling hopeless or misguided. And so what has been phenomenal is once that idea started coming through and the title came through right away and all these, you know, pieces, within 2 weeks, we had 22 presenters. I mean, every person said, yes, 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 you know, from Mark Nepo to Amit Goswami to Jacob Israel Lieberman. I mean, we just have beautiful, beautiful people on there that are today's true thought leaders, change makers, wisdom keepers, all coming together, literally, Pat, from all over the world. I have Tarek Moni from Switzerland, Valentina Orion from Romania, Tom Cronin from Australia. So it's like this beautiful gathering of collective hearts and souls that really have a message to share with the world that we can then, and the other cool thing I guess I have to say is every hour, so it's 3.5 hours, so it's like 3.5 days. And so on every hour we stop for 5 to 10 minutes, and we're going to be doing breath work or meditation or something. So you're not just hearing it, you're assimilating it into who you are. And so you're really carrying that with you. And then again, you become the pebble in the pond, right? Then each person listening then becomes that then can ripple that back out.
Absolutely. Because, you know, what I love about this and what I love about your saying about it is that we are in an energy now where when we hear the stories about a butterfly across the world creating an effect, you know, not everybody relates to that. You know, the people can't wrap their mind around it. But what you're hearing is the ripple effect of kindness and humanity that has generated from a global event that nobody could understand. And, you know, what once was this ripple effect of energy is now tsunami nature. It's now tsunami nature. What once was a drop in a pond now takes on tsunami energy, and it does it by exactly what you said, the power of the word, the energy and the intention of the people that come forth. This conversation today, you know, and the energy surrounded about an altruistic nature conversation of something that will help people in ways that they don't even know what they don't know.
Yeah, right on.
I want to know, how do people find out about this event and when is it? And, you know, let's start to talk about it, because it may take a little bit for us to really think, okay, this sounds good. Maybe I'll get it on my calendar. But I will tell you one thing is that I'm like you. I am in the zone of continuing to grow a venue in the world, and it is through all of your voices. And so for me, I look to create the harmony in my life. I'm never going to work a five-hour day. I'm not even sure I ever have worked a five-hour day. And if I did, it was 5 hours, take an hour or two off, and then come back, right?
Yeah.
But this is an event that requires, you know, information for people to know about and know how to engage. What have you created so that they can find out about this?
Yeah, so right now, we actually, what I'm guiding people to do right now is to go on to my website, that stephaniejames.world, and sign up for, there's a free visualization that's igniting the spark within, and that will put you on the registration mailing list.
Yeah.
Because this idea has been so fresh, the person actually who is my co-producer for my film is helping me set all this up, and unfortunately had two deaths in his inner circle last week, which was when we were going to do all these landing pages.
Yeah.
So I can tell you this, Pat. The event is September 19th, and it's also going to be available the 20th and 21st, and it's free. It's completely free. Yeah. We just want to get this information out there. You know, it's just essential. So I promise, if people just go in, leave their email there, first of all, they get a great visualization that they can keep forever, and they're also automatically going to be in this registration pool, and they will be getting all the ways to, it's going to be very simple to watch. Literally, you'll have a Zoom link, and just, you can choose if Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday of that week works better for you, and we're going to run it all three nights.
And, you know, one of the things that we're going to talk about here today, we're going to take a break here in a minute, and when we come back, you know, one of the things I'm so interested in talking with you about is, here we are today, and each of us has an opportunity, as you said before, go over and, you know, to stephaniejames.world. And right there, I just did it. You put your name and your email, submit it, right? Ignite the spark within. And I want to come back from break here and talk about what that has looked like for us. You know, what have been the sparks that have been ignited for us? You know, what have we seen, you know, that has given us moments of hope, that has caused us to do things differently, that maybe has enabled us to step into the compassionate elements of life? And that's what I want to talk with Stephanie James about, because this moment, beyond anything abuse, beyond stress, beyond burnout, beyond maybe the emotional roller coaster ride that we've all been on in the past, you know, 20 months, maybe there is a way to ignite a spark that will literally disintegrate, literally vaporize the pain of the past. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Stephanie about why does healing matter and how does our healing matter. All of that when we return. We'll be right back, everyone.
ever felt like if you just had the right tools and resources, you'd be able to carve a path toward the life your heart is aching for? Guess what? You have everything you need inside you. I'm Natasha Ognedo, and I'm here to show you that your healing is in your hands. Tune into my show, Unlock the Healing Path, every second and fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about me and my work, visit NatashaOgnedo.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com. Parenting isn't about perfection. I think we all know that. Parenting is about being present and honest, having compassion for your child and for yourself, communicating consciously and loving unconditionally. Tune in to the Awakened Parent Project with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be an empowered parent through the techniques of the conscious parenting community. To learn more about Susan, visit SusanDolce.com.
Imagine you are a ball of steel, smooth, small, and cool to the touch. Your life will soften you with fire. You will take hits that shape you. You will be forged into a powerful, purposeful work of art. Tune in to Forging a Life with Coach Christine Clark. Join us, Dr. Papasili, in a three-part series, Truths in the Creation of Katana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Christine Clark, a gifted, engaging speaker and trainer who has forged her life in the fires of self-employment, will take you on a journey to explore the internal, mental, and emotional blocks that stand between us and a life of significance through an analogy of the process of crafting a traditional Japanese sword, or katana. For more information about Christine, visit sunglowtransformation.com.
Everybody, welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. If you got a question for us today, question for Stephanie James, give us a call, 1-800-930-2819. And if you want to find out more about Stephanie, go to stephaniejames.world or the sparkpod.com. You can check that out, too. That's totally fun. But if you really want to be in tune with this upcoming event and how that's rolling out, when you go to stephaniejames.world, you know, you just scroll down a little bit, and it's going to be right there, and it says, you know, do you want to be Ignite a Spark? And you just put your email and your name in there, and you'll be good to go, and you'll be able to hear about this, like, every step of the way from Stephanie as things emerge and evolve. Stephanie, during the break, and thank you again for joining me here. Did I leave anything out? Is there anything else we want to say to people?
I think you got it.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. And FYI, I am going to do the blabbing block.
I'm not kidding.
I already bought the domain. I swear, I'm doing it. And I have a way to do it. I have an idea to do it. I love that we talk about things that is really hard for people to talk about. You know, I've talked about my mom and suicide. I've recently talked about what it's like to be abused. I've talked about, you know, the need for us to raise the bar on mental health. We have actually a fabulous show that is done on addiction and recovery and coaching, Pushy Broad from the Bronx. But here we are. We need the spark. But so sometimes the spark doesn't ignite. It's like that movie, Castaway. Do you know that movie with Tom Hanks and he's on the island and then he gets the brainstorm that he needs fire, right? And he tries to get the flame to ignite and he can't get it. And the dude is like, it's like brother in the woods. And then he gets an insight. So I want to ask you about that moment before the spark, where you're ready to give up, that moment where you're going to get an insight. It may not be as big as you think, but there's something that may show up that's stopping you, something that's not letting you proceed. You know, something that may tell you you're not enough. You know, you're not Stephanie James. You're not Dr. Pat. That thing that you may hear today, and I want to ask you, we must be in service of everyone. And let's talk about healing. I wouldn't be here if I didn't do some serious healing stuff. How about you?
Oh, my God, absolutely not. Yeah, I have done my work and continue to do it.
Some days I wake up and I shared with the listeners I have a meditation. It takes about 10 seconds, maybe longer. But I prepare for it and I get in a space for it. And I close my eyes and I ask, what is mine to do today? Sometimes I may have a crystal. I don't know. It varies. And I shared with them for about 10 years now, the answer has been more. You need to do more. And then I get insight. We have burned ourselves out here. I want to ask you, how does our healing matter? And what do we do to help people move beyond that energy of trying to get that spark lit? And then get the insight, oh, my gosh, the wind is blowing it out. Let me dig a little hole and put it in there.
Yeah, yeah. So such great questions again. I think number one of the things that we have to do is, as I said before, we have to slow down and we have to stop. Like you're saying, even if it's 10 seconds, 10 minutes, I mean, to be able to just stop and create room. You know, it's like giving oxygen to that spark to create this flame, right? And I think the other thing, Pat, is to know that, you know, to me, the spark truly inside of us is our essence. So that never burnt out or blown out. It's always a part of who we are. It really is our, you know, some people call it the God spark or our spirit, but it really is the essential us, our essence. What happens is life covers that up. Oftentimes, you know, difficult circumstances or whatever. And so we have to excavate it. We don't excavate it by staying busy all the time. We don't excavate it by, you know, continuing to tell ourselves we're not good enough and, you know, doing all this mental chatter. We have to stop and do, sometimes it's the work of healing, whether it's through, you know, meditation, whether it's through therapy or a life coach, whatever that would be. Being out in nature. I mean, there's so many different ways, right, that we heal. And I go back to the first part of our conversation talking about being a conduit, that we, you know, in order to help healing come into the world, we have to keep doing our own work. So if we're people that are driven to serve humanity or serve others, that's the greatest gift we can do is work on ourselves to give, you know, again, to be that clear conduit so that then we are bringing forth greater healing. Because I'll never forget when I worked, this is, oh my goodness, 27 years ago, I ran the cognitive behavioral program working with seriously mentally ill, mainly paranoid schizophrenics at a mental health center. And I had one of the therapists there say, I need you to come join me in therapy because I can't get past what I'm doing with this client. I need you to be a co-therapist because this client has been very seriously sexually abused by her father. And so I have been as well, she said. And so I can't, like, I have my own block. I can't help her to heal because I don't think I've healed this within me. Well, that really, you know, was impactful to me saying, like, wow, we got to make sure that we're doing our own work so so that we can be that clear conduit to help that healing flow to the next person. So is that answering?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, part of this, I want to piggyback on what you said, is I want to go to this place for a minute if we could. A lot of times we think that that healing journey is like an explosive dynamic event. Now, let me just say this. Yes, sometimes it will be explosive. Sometimes it will show up by you not able to participate in an Olympics. And sometimes it will show up by you did not win the gold, you just got the bronze, and now you're talking about your mental state. Sometimes you could be a record-breaking swimmer, and it will show up after the event you start to talk about it. But it doesn't always show up like that, right? Can we talk about what to do when the incidentals, I call them the incidental triggers, pop up? And they give us like a feeling, because those are signs, aren't they?
Absolutely. You know, I have to tell you, my current partner, he is so good at helping me reframe when I get triggered. Like when I get triggered, he'll say, "Oh, what a blessing," you know. And the truth is, when we get triggered, it actually is a blessing. And I've learned how to reframe that now. That those little triggers are actually whatever is unhealed within us coming up for the purpose of being healed. And so it's like life trying to get our attention, our inner self trying to get our attention. And I absolutely resonate with that part that you're saying. It doesn't all come as one big aha moment. It just doesn't.
No.
What we're doing, though, through a mindfulness practice or meditation is we're creating space for it to happen so we can hear that still inner voice. You know, Oprah Winfrey says that we always have that voice whispering to us. And if we don't listen, it gets louder and louder. And eventually, if we're still not listening, it's a brick to the head.
Yeah. There is an artist. I want to ask you about this because we don't have to have everything show up to teach us in the normal ways. There's an artist. Her name is Alaya Dow. Alaya Dow is a musician. And, of course, she's a musician, and she creates beautiful meditation. Just her music is gorgeous. But there's one song I heard of hers, and this was way back, you know. It was one of her first albums, and it's called Awaken. And when I hear this song, and I play it often, I just want to cry. And you know, I've had to think about and work on why when I hear this song, is it that I'm being touched in a way that I'm so grateful? What is it about it? And I want to ask you this, Stephanie. You know, there are things in life that will either hit us like a brick or touch us like a feather. But whether it's the brick or the feather, they are equally powerful and healing, aren't they?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, for me, oftentimes, Pat, it comes to me at like 3 or 4 in the morning. You know, when it's,
I get up at 3 in the morning. I don't know what's that about.
I had a client tell me, you know, when that happens, she calls it an altar call. And I love that.
Oh, I
love
that too.
And I feel like, you know, that's oftentimes when it does come as the feather. And I'm just open to what that message is. And I think that's part of it is tuning in to listening to what that is. And yeah, sometimes in my life it has been the brick. It doesn't mean that one is more important than the other. I think it's all important. It's about tuning in and saying, okay, I'm willing to listen. I'm willing to be open to how that is coming through. And I may have shared with you, you know, last time we spoke about, you know, my own daughter being an addict and alcoholic for 10 years. You know, we just struggled with her addiction for 10 years. And there was a moment where I was literally brought to my knees, you know, taking care of her 3- and 4-year-old sons, working full time in my practice, you know, and just being overwhelmed that first, you know, couple weeks. And there's this moment when I'm just leaving their bedroom after rubbing their backs where I can hardly keep my head up, going to my bedroom and just being so pissed at her, at the life circumstances. I was pissed at God going, why?
Right.
You know, all of this pain. And it was in that moment that literally, talk about fully, I mean, I really have those moments I call where I hit my knees and just said, I have to get out of my own way. I'm trying to make everything, you know, I can't fix her. I can't control this. I have to surrender that sometimes life is difficult. And I used to hate that. When I read that at Scott Peck's book at the very beginning of The Road Less Traveled, I was like, yeah, no way. Life is not just difficult, but when we accept that life does include some difficulty and we surrender to not having to have all the answers, it was like I made room in that moment for something to come through. And while it wasn't this huge aha, at 4 a.m, I woke up and experienced the most profound peace I had felt in years. Something shifted in me. So we could say, Pat, something ignited within me in that way. And literally my life was not the same from that moment on.
Yeah. You know, I want to take a short break here, Stephanie, because when we come back, what I want to talk about is the living part of this. You know, the part where we've now recognized we got a hurdle. You know, maybe we are the Olympic gold winner McLaughlin. Maybe that's us. We've got 10 hurdles, I guess, in our case. But we got this hurdle. And the question that we may want to ask ourselves, do I have everything I need to get over it? Do I have that? Do I have the spiritual support I need? Do I have the mental and well-being support I need? Do I have the wellness support I need? And do I have the commitment to myself support I need? We're going to take a short break. When we come back, I'm going to ask Stephanie all those questions to address everybody. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with my very special guest, Stephanie James. Go ahead, check it out, stephaniejames.world or thesparkpod.com. We'll be right back. Everybody, it's me, psychic medium Jamie, and me, spirit walker Nicole. We are so excited to introduce you to our new live call-in show called Shades of Spirit on TransformationTalkRadio.com. As we connect you with your crossover loved ones, angels, and guides, and also help you develop your own psychic and healing abilities. For more information and to book your own private experience, go to ShadesOfSpirit.com and also follow us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Champion your life with me, Leanne Champion. First Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit championyourlife.com and let's do this together.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance, your joy, and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at JenniferBloom.com.
Yes, what? You don't need to wait until the new year to set new goals for yourself. Hi, I'm Joan Marlowe, the host of Awareness to Action, and I'm taking this concept to a whole new level. I've developed a program to take your awareness to action in 90 days. Let me introduce you to your day one. Day one can start any day you choose, so why not now? We will use powerful brainstorming, mastermind, visioning, and goal-setting techniques to open your awareness of what you really want in your life and take action with intention to get there. Choose to work with me one-on-one or in a small group. Let's connect, lift each other up, and hold each other accountable. I'm offering a free consult to design your program. Visit my site, peacefulhealing.com, to connect with me, and let's find out when your day one will begin.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on the process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Oh, we are just having too much fun. Welcome back. Stephanie James is my very special guest here today, everybody. Look, if you want to find out more about me, go to thedrpatshow.com. And so, you know, we're going to do something really... Can I make an announcement with you here? I don't know. I just got inspired to make this announcement. As we continue to grow, and I think, Stephanie, you got this email about us moving over to Vimeo, right? Okay. Generally, the audience is like, we don't care about any of that. We don't care where you move to. Just make sure we know how to find you. But, you know, we're now ready to launch our channels and do what design. We have our new technology in place, you know. So somebody suggested, why don't we take the designs of the logos for each of the channels and have, like, a little contest, like pick the logo. And if you don't like these logos, you can design one. And so what we were going to do is we were going to give them like a little prize.
Fun.
What do you think about that? I thought it was like cool to engage our audience and whatnot in that.
Absolutely. I love it.
And this is one of these moments where like Linda and myself, we're having lunch, like the lunch thing, and I go like this. And then I come back with that. And they're like, oh, no, here she goes. Stephanie James is joining us here today, and this is your passion. This is your purpose. You know, we are living in times, and we're living in these trying times. But I hear some of the most incredible stories. I mean, we've shared about our journey, and I talked about my journey in applying for PPP. I mean, I did a whole series way back about what that was like for me, and I offered to help other people apply for it because you have a friend that was hairstylist, independent, and she didn't even know she could apply for funds. So here we are in these trying times. What I found in these trying times for myself, I love being of service. I don't care what I do. If I have to go down and cook turkeys for a chicken soup brigade, I'm going to do it. I work with women in addiction. I love doing it. Tell us about your daily practice. Tell us about what gets you, Stephanie James, fired up and ignited to create some of the magnificent things you're doing.
Well, I have to tell you, every single morning, one of the first things I do, Pat, is go outside in my backyard, and it doesn't matter if there's snow on the ground or if it's raining. I go stand in my yard with my dogs. And it's like I just take a few moments to soak up the sky, listen to the birds, and it just always reminds me, like, there's something so much bigger than me out there. And it really grounds me and puts me just in touch with, like, wow, and I'm also a part of all of this. So that is definitely one of the first things I think that sparks me up in the morning. I'm big into exercising. That makes me just feel clear. Yoga is my big thing. I love to do yoga, a little bit of weights, not a lot, maybe one HIIT workout a week. And then the things that really ignite me, like I'm writing my second book right now. And so I just, when I make time in the morning for that, and I'm not saying I do it every morning, but like this morning, I had to hustle to work because I got so inspired. But the next thing I knew, you know, an hour and a half had gone by and I had to hustle to get ready and get here to work on time. But I think, you know, honestly, one of the things that helps me so much, and I really do teach all my clients, I pass on what works in my life as well, is in the morning writing out these three C's. And the first, and they're questions. And the first question is, how do I take care of myself today? And I always do it in this 24-hour thing because we can get really caught in fear and like the what if we get too far into the future, you know? And so if we reel ourselves into today, this makes me feel more like, okay, I can have a plan for today. I can't plan everything for what next week might look like, but for today, how can I take care of myself? And it might be those things, you know, eating nutritious food, exercising, meditating, those kind of things. The second question is, how do I connect with others? You know, and I love it. I love the question, too, for me that comes up with that is, how can I make someone else's day today?
Yeah.
Just by reaching out, by a note, by, you know, what who might need me to show up as my best self today?
Yeah.
You know, those are all kind of questions for me under that, you know, how do I connect today? How do I connect with the world? What do I want to do? And we also need connection. So part of that for me too, Pat, is connecting with myself, to truly be loving to myself. And sometimes it's literally putting one hand here on my shoulder, wrapping one arm around my waist, and I close my eyes and I literally say, I've got you.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
I got you. Taking care of myself in that day. And then the last question is, how can I be creative today? And, you know, that's different on different days. Some days how I'm creative is I'm making a song list and maybe I'm playing it that night and dancing in my kitchen. Or maybe the way that I'm being creative is like this morning, you know, when I'm just letting that creative writing flow go through me. But it can also be, I tell people, gosh, you know, being creative is being in flow. So it's whatever that means to you.
I
right?
love that.
You could run around the block in a different way than you usually go, and you're being creative in your mind. You're creating new neural pathways. And so I think that helps to, you know, enliven us. That helps us to feel like, wow, okay, I'm plugged in.
Yeah.
So
I love that you're talking about creativity, and I'm hoping it's one of the topics I talk about a lot. I've done papers on it. I've studied with Mikhail down in Claremont on flow, and it's been an enigma for me, and that's why I've become a student of it, because you know when you feel it,
mm-hmm.
right? I love your dancing. My mom used to have us girls dance. She also did some other things, like Benny will tell you. And Benny, this is the truth. I mean, I really can't, I can't hold a note, I'm just saying. But I will sing on air. And because my mama would get us three girls, and we'd have to sing together and dance together. And it was always a stretch for me. But one of the things I want to kind of ask you in the couple minutes left, there is a power in focus. And it's one of the most misunderstood, how should we call it, constructs, dynamics?
Mm-hmm.
Because people believe that focus is this really hard thing. But focus is also what you just described in everything you described. Yoga,
focus,
dancing, lists. And I think that what you're talking about is we can be the best we can be in life and totally enjoy it. And I want to thank you for bringing that powerful message, Stephanie, to the world. And I'm really excited about this upcoming event. So, again, how do we get plugged in so we can get a sneak peek, right?
Yeah.
It's like getting a sneak peek of the James Bond trailer. Actually, I'm more interested in Suicide 2. Squad 2. That's what I'm interested in. Anything with Idris Elba, I'm going to watch. But how about you? How do we find out?
Well, go to stephaniejames.world, put your name in, get the free visualization, and you'll be on our mailing list so we can give you more information about truly this amazing event, which is called What We Need to Know Now, Living Wisdom for a Changing World. And on that same website, I'm just inviting people to go and watch the trailer to my film, When Sparks Ignite. And that hopefully will be coming out here within the next 6 months. Excited about that as well.
I love it. Stephanie, I can't thank you enough for everything you're doing in the world. Certainly, please listen to Stephanie's podcast as well. And, you know, I do want to leave people with something, if you don't mind. If you want to take a peek at what focus looks like, ready for this? I want to congratulate Sandra Sanchez of Spain. I want to congratulate her, this 38-year-old, who's now been coined the Queen of Kata, winning karate's first ever Olympic gold medal in the country where it was spiritually designed. And if you want to see the epitome of focus and what we're talking about today, watch her final kata.
Beautiful.
Anybody can do it. Stephanie James, everybody, I'm Dr. Pat. Stephanie, thank you so much for everything.
Thank you, Pat. What a privilege to be here with you.
And so much game fun. Thank you, Benny, for pushing all the right buttons. Thank you for Jamie for making us look great on the video portion. And thank you all for being the best audience on the planet. Karate. See you next time.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program, and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good Thursday to you, Benny Mathers, here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for around the South. Well, over on I-5 southbound near the, looks like, on-ramp from Columbian Way, around Mile 163, a recent disabled vehicle actually partially blocking that ramp. It looks like, yes, incident response team has arrived on the scene, and they are taking care of that situation. Also, we have another incident down on Highway 18 eastbound, just east of C Street there in the Auburn area. Be on the lookout for that, as well as 167 northbound at South 180th Street, a collision partially blocking a left lane there as well. State Patrol have arrived and team. They are taking care of those motorists. Stay tuned. Coming up next, after the news and weather, it's another hour of the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This time, it's Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. She's opening up the phone lines and taking your calls all hour long for Angel Readings with Sue Storm. Stay tuned.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Peeler. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is promising to make climate a vital part of infrastructure legislation. Speaking on the floor, the New York Democrat said his party has proposed Clean Cars for America to be part of a separate infrastructure measure.
By making electric cars more affordable, expanding our charging infrastructure, and creating incentives to manufacture batteries and electric vehicles here in America.
This comes after President Biden announced he'll sign an executive order requiring all vehicles to be at net zero carbon emissions by the end of the decade. Senators are taking another look at domestic terrorism and violent extremism. Michigan Democrat Gary Peters noted a disturbing rise in anti-Semitic and other faith-based violence.
Too many Americans are living under the threat of terror, intimidation, physical violence.
Peters says social media is amplifying and spreading hateful rhetoric and misinformation. Jonathan Greenblatt from the Anti-Defamation League called social media a super spreader of hate. We see you. That's President Biden's message for the Asian American and Pacific Islander communities experiencing hate crimes during the pandemic.
I signed an executive order to advance racial equity and a whole of government approach to address inequities and injustice in America from every agency. And this group's input has been critical and continues to be critical to that approach.
Speaking at the White House, Biden said the community has been on the front line since the pandemic started. He said the community is critical to keeping the economy running smoothly. Back in May, Biden signed the COVID-19 Hate Crimes Act legislation into law, making the process of reporting hate crimes easier. The U.S. men's basketball team has advanced to the gold medal game in Tokyo. Team USA rallied for a 97-78 win over Australia in the semifinals. Doug Thompson has more.
They trailed by as many as 15 points in the first half, but outscored the Aussies 32-10 in the third quarter. The U.S. will play France for the gold medal. France beat Slovenia by 1 point in the other semifinal.
You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
Hi, I'm Nathan Mum, host of Tech Time Radio with Nathan Mum on KKNW. Tech Time Radio's live show is Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m. And you can always check us on the web at techtimeradio.com. Our segmented stylized radio gives you the breaking news before it hits the mainstream media. Join myself and Mike Gray as we'll make you laugh.
That's good. Put on Fox work for you, didn't it?
Just a little bit. And learning something new in technology, join us Saturdays, 4 to 6 p.m. and Thursdays from 6 to 7 a.m. The technology show for the everyday common person.
And let's go ahead and take a look now for Alternative Talk weather outlook for Thursday. Mostly sunny skies again today and some hazy conditions. High temperatures around 80-81. Tonight, clouds with a 50% chance of showers moving in. Low temperatures dropping down to about 62. For Friday and running up into the weekend, more clouds and a chance of rain showers expected. High temperatures much cooler in the low 70s. With cloudy skies through the overnight, low temperatures in the upper 50s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasily and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next to you.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Welcome, everyone, to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. I'm sitting in for Dr. Pat today, and we have a fun show. I'm going to do something different, something that I've not done before. And we're going to go with the Angel First Aid Technique. So these are remedies that the angels have given me or that I've learned over time that the angels have expanded upon. And you can call in, and Benny in a minute will give you the number. You can call in, and we're going to just play a little game today. So you can get the names of your angels. That always happens. And then give me a situation, like what technique would you use for, I don't know, for bringing in prosperity? What's the technique to use for just calming yourself down? What's the technique that you to use for releasing some old baggage from the past? And let's just go with the techniques, because the Angel First Aid Techniques and all the books are about the Angel First Aid Techniques. All of them are fun, easy, quick, and effective. So if you have tools so that when you have a down day or just want to move forward in your life, if you have these tools, and you have something to access immediately. I thought that this would be a fun program. So that's what we're going to do. I'm going to introduce myself if this is the first time you've heard me or if you just need a little extra information. I'm known as the Angel Lady, and I had a near-death experience as a child, and because of that, I can hear, see, and feel the presence of angels. Had them with me all my life and don't know how to live without them, but you have had them too. And then the question is, can you access them? Can you talk to them? Can they help you? Everybody has had an angel experience. Men kind of call it their gut reaction or a hunch, but that's a message from an angel. And women call it their intuition. And sometimes it is their intuition, but sometimes it's a message from their angel. So we're going to do that. Benny, give out the number so we can start playing our Angel First Aid game.
Sure, we'd love to do that. And, yes, anyone can participate. We have open lines, and the number is 800-930-2819 for the Dr. Pat Show. Sue Storm filling in today for Dr. Pat. Again, 800 930
530-2819.
And before we start, do you have a remedy that you'd like to, a situation that you'd like a remedy for?
Well, I think in the Washington State area, you know, a good option or a good thought comes to my mind is, you know, a lot of people are heading back to the workplace, you know, and it's...
Okay, so right? How about an anti-stress remedy?
Yeah, there we
okay,
go, because, you know,
right.
Everyone's a little bit up in arms, though.
Okay, we will start with that. All right. Okay, so any listener, call in, and that's going to be wonderful, and we're going to have fun today, and we're going to start with an anti-stress remedy. This is very simple, and it's good for the workplace. If you feel anxious about something, or if you're in a meeting and it isn't going the way you'd like, or you're just new people there, and you have to speak, and you're not sure that, you know, you're not... confident that it's going to work out, and okay, so here is the work remedy, and it's, again, very simple. You draw a line. You'll have to have paper and a pen or something, but you just draw a line, and the line can be about 2 or 3 inches in length. Okay, and then you go below that, and then you draw another line exactly the same length. And then you go below that, and you try and go below the same amount as you did above. And then you draw another line the same length. And believe it or not, that will calm your brain, calm you down. Isn't that interesting, Benny, that something that simple will work?
I couldn't agree more. And, it was so easy.
And you can do it anywhere. You know, it's something that... nobody's going to notice if you're drawing lines, you know?
Right.
So that's one of them.
Good. Okay.
And then another one, if you can be by yourself, a lady who worked for a big telecommunications company started using this one because she would be doing her writing, doing her work, and then all of a sudden she'd have to switch to go to a meeting or do something else. And she would quick slip into the ladies' room, into a stall, and she would do this remedy. But, of course, you can do it anywhere, anytime you want to focus.
Yeah, you don't have to just sneak out to the ladies' room every time.
No, I don't think you would have to do
right.
that. And I'm just saying that she would do this because it requires you putting your arms out in front of
right.
you. So it's not
space.
As simple. Yeah, but that's true.
Sure.
Okay. So if you're in working from home,
there you go.
And you're going to go from one Zoom call to the other, or just one? You just have to change your focus.
Yeah.
It's really about focus. All right, here we go. So you stick both hands out in front of you. You stretch them out in front of you, and then you spread your fingers. Don't force them, but spread them. And then you wiggle your fingers, and that's it. And that will totally take your brain and bring it back to focus.
Easy peasy.
Yeah, really.
That's the way it should be.
Yeah, and it should be. Do you know that Archangel Michael told me that life is easy, we just don't know how to live it? That was one of the pieces of wisdom he gave me quite a while ago. And when you go to school, they don't teach you, anti-stress remedies, or they don't teach you simple little things to do. They teach you math and English, but how does that help you in a relationship or when you're in business?
Right. I get you.
Right. Okay. All right.
Yep. Let's give out the number. 800-930-2819. 800-930-2819. And we actually have our first caller of the show.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay.
So let's bring on Dory. She's calling in from the Seattle area. So hi, Dory. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show and Sue Storm.
Hi. Thank you. Hi there. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm all excited about playing this game. You're going to join us in it?
Yes. I came into the show a little late, so I'm not quite sure
what we're doing. Okay. All right. Well, we're going to what we're doing is all the Angel First Aid books, and believe it or not, there's 5 of them that I've written. All of them.
Wow.
I know. I tease. I say I'm not just another pretty face, you know. I have a job here on this earth. Anyway, so in the book, we have angel first aid techniques, and they're simple little remedies or affirmations or visualizations to achieve a certain purpose. And what we're doing is having somebody like throw out a question, like what remedy would you use for, and we just did the anti-stress or anxiety, but what remedy would you use for prosperity, something like that. But first, let's go to your angels. I assume you were calling to get the names of your angels?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I've been basically every day trying to communicate with my guardian angel. So, yeah, that would be great.
Okay. So you actually have three. People have more than one angel. They have three that are with them from the time they are born until the time they decide to leave this earth. So your archangel is Gabriel, messages and communication. And then you have Caroline, who's the angel of positive thinking. And your money angel is Timothy, the angel of good fortune. So those angels have been with you all along.
And wonderful.
They tell me you are a positive thinker. Sometimes you have to fight to get there, but that you are a positive thinker. Is that true?
That is true, yeah.
Okay, all right. So did you have a situation that we can come up with a remedy for, or did you have a question? What would you like to have your angels help you with?
Well, I was in a very bad car accident. And it kind of changed my life a bit. And anxiety is just, the concussion was pretty bad. And anxiety is just...
And did you have an anxiety situation before the accident, or is that something afterwards?
Sorry, what did you say? What did you say?
Oh, yeah, I didn't hear you either. Did you have an anxiety situation before the accident and it just got worse, or is it since the accident?
No, that's, you're right. Yeah, well, I mean, I've always been an anxious person, but accident didn't help, and
right.
I lost a relationship through it, and that's been very difficult.
Okay. So, you may want to take advantage of my Dr. Pat special. I'm going to give you my phone number, and because it feels like there's more we have to do in multiple different ways. So do you have something you can write with, or are you in the car?
I'm actually in the car on Bluetooth.
Oh, okay. Okay. Can you...
I can memorize it, though.
Well, either that or you can call back in and Benny can give it to you later.
Yeah, I can.
Okay,
sure.
That would be great. Oh,
yeah.
Thanks, Benny.
We'll do that. Okay, great. Okay, all right. But for right now, what would be the anxiety remedy? It's a little bit tricky, but it can be done. If you take your middle finger, and it doesn't matter which hand, and you bend it over so that it's touching the palm, but very close to the base of the finger, like if you were moving your middle finger over so it was right near where a ring would be on that finger, but touching the palm. And sometimes I have to take my thumb of my other hand and put my finger there so it's right at the base of the finger. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, great. Okay. And then you press 2, 3, 4, and release. And you press 2, 3, 4, and release. Actually, are you doing it with me?
Yep, I am.
Yeah, I could feel it work. They just gave me the signal it's working. And then press 2, 3, 4, release. Whoa.
Okay, wow.
Your aura just went up. It just boosted you. And it's simple. Look how simple that is. Yeah.
Very simple.
Yeah. In traditional Chinese medicine, that point is what they call the palm of anxiety, and it'll turn it around.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
Isn't that exciting? Okay. All right. And maybe we can talk later and do a session together. That would be great. Okay?
It would be. Thanks a million.
Okay.
Thank you, too.
Oh, you're welcome, Dory. Appreciate that. Yeah, we'll get her the number when she calls back, when she has a little less time.
Yeah.
Because it's important to drive.
not write down things, right? That's a yes, I'm sure, yes. All right. 800-930-2819 is the number for the show. If you'd like to join Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, she's opening the lines today for this, actually, this hour, and doing an angel reading. So it's 800-930-2819. We're at our first break of the hour, and we'll be right back with more from Sue Storm, the
get enough of I Have Soul Radio? Join psychic medium Jamie every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Take a deeper look at the raw side of spirit. Nothing is off-limits. Connect with lost loved ones and explore these vulnerable subjects with the compassionate guidance of psychic medium Jamie. You are not alone. I Have Soul, Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to find out who you really are? Are you ready to have fun and listen to the soul part of yourself? Indulge in a deeper meaning with Laura Goldstein, host of Coffee with the Universe. This show will awaken that true self hidden deep within you and will get you energized on who you were created to be. So go ahead, grab your cup of joe and experience Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of insight and inspiration with the renowned healer and coach, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, she dives deep into the magical sea of you, to the place in you that's ready to activate. Tune in live every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharge phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at TransformationTalkRadio.com to explore the depths of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit SharingLoveAndLightShow.com.
Everyone, welcome back. This is Sue Storm sitting in for Dr. Pat, and I'm known as the Angel Lady because I've been talking to my angels, or they've been talking to me since I was a youngster, and I have the ability to hear, see, and feel these angels, which you probably do too, but this is what I'm here to do on this earth, so you have your gifts and I have mine, and I want to share my gifts with you, and we are playing a little angel first aid technique game today, and you can call in, get the names of your angels, and you can also give me a situation, and I'm going to give you a technique or one of the angel first aid remedies for that situation. And Benny, do we have a call? Why don't you give out the number one more time?
Yeah, we have open lines if anyone would like to join us out there. If you're also listening or watching us on YouTube, as well as Terrestrial Radio, the KKNW, or on Transformation Talk Radio Network, it's 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. We'd love to have you.
Okay, so we're going to start with some remedies that everybody can use. And this is one called 2020. Most of us did not grow up with plenty. We grew up with there isn't enough, or there's just enough, or there might be just a little bit extra. But we didn't have abundance. We didn't have plenty. So if I'm talking to you, and if that's the situation in your life, then obsess on the word plenty. Plenty, plenty, plenty. You can write it. You can sing it, sing a song of plenty. You can sing it, you can write it, you can say it, obsess on it, plenty. Let's turn that thought process around, the process in your head that says there isn't enough or there's just enough because you've gotten, or we can't afford it, or, you know, you'll have to wait for it. Whatever you heard as a child or whatever's been following you through your life, let's get you on a different path. So you can open your arms and be willing to receive. You can, when I was younger and I was riding a bicycle, I would just be singing plenty, thinking plenty. I would just make it a part of my life because it hasn't, most of us haven't had that as a part of our life. It's been the other way around. So, okay, so plenty, 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 plenty of time, plenty of happiness, plenty of joy, plenty of good relationships, plenty of love. I mean, I'm sure you can think of, got any suggestions for me, Benny? Plenty of what? Plenty of money.
I mean, that's a good one right there. That's for sure. But I mean, if you want to look at people in the last year, some people have already stocked up a little bit more on that because they haven't been able to go anywhere. So that helps.
How about plenty of good health?
That's always a good one.
Yeah, plenty of joy, plenty of fun. We don't have any fun these days. Plenty of fun. We've been too sheltered in.
I think that's what more and more people are definitely looking for.
Right. Yeah. Right. Okay. So that's one of our remedies. And again, if you want to play the game with me, you can call in,
mm-hmm.
get the names of your angels, and just throw out a situation and say, Sue, what's the remedy for that? Do we have someone waiting for
us? Yeah, it's a perfect way to have you on the show and announce this to our listeners. And we do have a caller. We'll take now Charlene, who's calling in from Canada. So hi, Charlene.
Oh, wonderful.
Hello.
Hi, Sue. Hi.
Hi.
I love Canada.
I love you.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay.
I have a question.
Sure.
For good health.
Okay. Oh, remedy for good health?
Yes,
like
remedy
we were talking
for good
about playing the game. You know, I would just tap on your temples and say, I give myself permission to be healthy. That's another one.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Some of us haven't had permission, and this takes it right into the brain. If you just gently tap your temples, I was doing it if the phone sounded like it was shaking. I give myself permission to be healthy.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
I got one more, too. When you're out walking or something, say, I'm healthy, wealthy, and wise. You know, that's an old saying, but I like healthy, wealthy, and wise. Why not have all of them?
Exactly.
Okay.
Thank you, Sue.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks, Charlene, for joining the show. 800-930-2819 again is the number for Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. She's handing out mini angel readings on the air on the Dr. Pat Show, being brought to you by the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And thanks again, Charlene, from calling from Canada. So help yourself there, Sue. We're open.
Okay. All right. So do you have an idea, Benny, for a another remedy? Would you like to, is there something else that you'd like to know about?
You did say joy. I kind of piggyback on the happiness portion of things because I
want to
turn their, you know, their spirits around.
Okay. Let's do happiness. Yeah. All right. Sure. Okay. So here's something for being happy. All right. If you think of a smiley face right around your navel, right around your belly, and just think of a smiley face or a smile down there, and you bring it up, you slowly bring up that smile, and as it comes up, 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 and then it, when it gets to your lips, then you smile, you cannot have a negative thought during the time you are bringing that smiley face up and smiling. So if you're in a situation where you're worried about something, thinking about something, or just plain want to be happier, use a smiling remedy. How is that one for an easy one?
I like it. I like it a lot. Yeah.
And another thought that I have is tapping on your temples like we were talking about before and just saying, I give myself permission to be happy. I give myself permission to be happy because nowhere in our lifetimes do people come up to you or parents come up to you and give you permission to be happy?
And one should give themselves permission to be happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, and the other thing is, and this is what the angel just kind of knocked me on the noggin and said, that happiness is different for different people. It might make someone very happy to be in a relationship. It makes someone very happy to be rock climbing. It makes someone very happy to be wealthy, someone to be, I don't know, different things that...
I believe you're talking about those love languages of people.
Yeah.
There we go. Uh-huh.
Yep. You know, my angels are funny. They just said, Sue, you're very happy when you're eating sugar.
I think
that's not a good one, though, to give out.
Well, there's other ways, but yeah, that's one way, though.
I like chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
That makes me happy. All right. Anyway, so yeah, happy is a good one. And then the other thing is just being grounded. I think we should talk about grounding.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very simple remedy. If you think about little holes in the bottom of your feet and you think about energy going out, just a little bit of energy, so you open up. I think of them kind of like the storm drains. You see the tops on the storm drains as you're driving along. I think of those on my feet, and I open them up and let some energy out so that the energy just kind of goes out just a little bit, and then I close them. And I think it's funny because they do say storm on the top, and, of course, that that's my name. So I relate to storm drains. I that's part of my weird side.
That's perfectly normal. Everyone's got stuff that they're tuned into. And I actually had to look them up. So, I mean, a lot of people are wondering the same, too, like what are love languages or which ones are five. There's acts of service. I love doing that for specifics just because it's what I do for a living here, like day in, day out. And
what I'm doing, too,
yes,
on the radio.
Exactly.
Sure.
Right. There's receiving gifts. So a lot of people are all about maybe I gave you some sugar. Or, you know, well, I say some give you some sugar.
Oh, yeah, give me some chocolate candy.
Exactly.
How about Godiva chocolate?
That'll work.
Let's go for the top.
Yeah.
All right.
You got it. Or quality time. That's another one. Words of affirmation. So they're all there. Oh, and physical touch. Can't leave that one out.
Physical touch, is that what you said?
That would be one of them as well, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, the people are missing physical touch right now. You have to think twice before you even shake a hand or give a hug or, you know, that was such a part of life that has been kind of pulled away, or at least you have to think twice.
It's even a little confusing, too, because, you know, everyone's got their, like, bubble, like, and then some people are allowing the bubble to kind of be broken down a little bit more, but then do you give them a little pound? Do you give a little high five? Do you give an elbow? Do you just give them a wave? Do you give them a nod? I mean, there's so many different levels of that physical touch that was once removed and now trying to come back.
Right.
There are the limitations there.
Right. Are we close to our next break?
We are, yep.
Okay, why don't we do that, and then we'll get on with some more techniques.
Sure, sounds like a plan. And if you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio Thrive By, and, of course, special guest and host. She's been here a million times, folks, Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, and she is handing out some mini angel readings for you on the Dr. Pat Show. If you'd like to join us, the number is 800-302-819, 800-930-2819. We'll be right back with more.
That each Enneagram type has a different worldview, different patterns of thinking, feeling, and behaving. They also have essential qualities that are unique to their type. Understanding this helps us develop more tolerance, respect, and appreciation for ourselves and others. Renee Siegel works with individuals, couples, families, and groups using the Enneagram to build better relationships as a tool in addiction recovery. Visit youarepurepotential.com for more info.
Are you feeling the complexity of life? Do you feel that urge to step into something greater? Tune in to Nailed It Radio. Find your simplicity within your complexity with me, life coach Carrie Nail. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com to discover what it means to use your full power to be the best version of yourself. Imagine stepping into the energy of saying yes to yourself and knowing you've nailed it. For more information about me, visit CarrieNail.com.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts. Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Can't get enough of I've Soul Radio? Join psychic medium Jamie every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Take a deeper look at the raw side of spirit. Nothing is off limits. Connect with lost loved ones and explore these vulnerable subjects with the compassionate guidance of psychic medium Jamie. You are not alone. I've Soul, Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
In a roundabout of dysfunction, stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy O'Bear. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy O'Bear. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyobear.com. That's drkathyobear.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dreams that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, sitting in for Dr. Pat, and we're playing an angel first aid technique game. So if you want to call in, get the names of your personal angel, and throw out a question for me, like, what is the remedy, what is the technique that you would use for A situation that you don't know, you don't have any control over. A situation that would be a situation that would be difficult. A situation at work, or a relationship problem, or whatever it happens to be. But in the meantime, we will talk about some general things that you can do. Okay. So here are general things for prosperity. And I think if you are a regular listener, you've heard these before, but just in case you're not, I will give them to you again. So these are my fast cash remedies. And what you do is you put your finger out in front of you, so your arm is extended in front of you with your index finger stretched out, and you just start drawing dollar signs. I draw the S, and then I draw two lines through it. And you just start drawing dollar signs, and you draw large ones and small ones. Get your whole body into it if you want to. That's one of the remedies. Another one of the remedies is to make a fist and be really strong. Put your energy in your backbone and say, I am a mighty money magnet. Let's start money coming in and see it. See it coming in and see it. Sticking to you. You don't want it dropping in front of you, because that means everybody else has the money, not you. So I am a mighty money magnet. That's another one. And this is a new one that I haven't used on the air. And this is infinity, just to draw the infinity sign. You just, it's like an eight lying on its side, if you don't know. So you reach your hand out in front, and you just draw the infinity sign. And one of the things that we've been trying lately that seems to work really well is figure eight. So there is a remedy called eight in the Angel First Aid techniques. And you just take your hand out in front of you and draw an eight. Let's just say there's a person, a boss, or a relationship, someone that you're in a relationship with, or a parent, that you want to have more communication with, or a better relationship with, or help out because of their situation, health situation, or whatever's going on with them. And the way you do that is you just visualize them in front of you, and then just draw eights, and you draw six eights. I'm kind of doing that. And then you go to your infinity sign, and you do four of the infinity sign. And I had one lady who was trying to buy some land, and it had been a year, and everything was going wrong, and she couldn't get it, and this was happening, and that was happening. And so I said, okay, you visualize the land, because I didn't know what it looked like. You visualize the land, and we will draw eight, and we will make the infinity sign. And do you know, within 2 weeks, she closed on that land. So this is one of my quick remedies to get something done and get it done right. So that's another one. Oh, and you can use it for health too. If you have let's just say you have a pain in your knee or something like that, you can draw the eight on the area, or pain in your hip or whatever it is, you can draw the eight on that area, and that will start the healing going. Do we have a caller yet, or do you have any other suggestions, Benny?
Well, we still have some open lines for our listeners. I'd love to have them here, so we'd love to have you. 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819 is the call-in number. We have about 20 minutes left in the show, so do it now. Let's see, what about, like, mechanical things, like cars? You know, sometimes...
Yes.
On that, right? Well, I guess you ran into a situation or something. Like,
yes, okay. Yes, so Rex, R-E-X, is the angel of mechanics.
Ah, okay.
And the angel of cars. I certainly have used him lately. But also people who are looking for a new car, there's two angels for that. Laramie is the angel of discovery. That's L-A-R-A-M-I-E, that helps you find things if you're looking for a new car, and then Rex can help with that. But yeah, if you're having trouble with your car and you need to find a mechanic, or you just need some help, definitely call on Rex, and you could use the eight if you wanted to, and just see if that doesn't help. But that also gives me another idea. Computers. Oh, yeah.
That's a big one.
Yeah. The Angel Lady's computer is having a hard time. Okay, so, yeah, I'm in the process of getting a new one anyway. So this Bernard is the angel of computers. We actually have one. And Raymond is the angel of technology. So let's do talk to Raymond and Bernard. And, again, you could make the eight. You could just ask the angels to help you. You could visualize, and remember I said earlier that if there's a situation you have no control over, when your computer or your car breaks down, you don't have a whole lot of control. So what you would do is you would say, angels, send blessings to the situation with, and then very briefly what your situation is. So angels, send blessings to the situation with my computer's starting to function properly, or my car running at optimum efficiency, whatever it is. You just break it down into a few words.
Sure, that'll work. I think that's a perfect solution right there.
Yeah.
Got to call them into you.
Right. And visualize the end result that you want. So while you're saying, angels, send blessings to the situation with, visualize it fixed or visualize it taken care of.
I'm gonna call on them fairly soon here too, because we actually in our studio have been having a few little issues in the last couple of days with our computer system, but it's working better now. So they're obviously hearing me.
Right. A while ago I was on a radio show and they were having some kind of interference with the tower or something was not working, and and the producer said to me, I think we're going to have to stop the show if things don't turn around. And I said, well, let's just talk to Raymond. Let's just ask Raymond to help and keep this going.
Okay.
And it was actually talk radio. And it started back, and everything went fine, and we finished the show. So.
That's good, too. I have to give credit to our angel, Alex, here, who's our chief engineer, who's been keeping us on the air and doing diligent work. Who is the angel, Alex, though, on your cards? Is there one particular?
An angel for, I'm sorry, didn't
Or who know. Is Alex for?
Alex's angels?
No, yours, like in the deck that you have that you're using.
Oh, me? The
yeah.
Storm? What mm-hmm. my angels are that I use?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, sure.
And Alex in particular. Is there an angel named Alex?
A-L-E-X?
Yes.
Yeah, oh, I kept hearing Alex, an angel, and I didn't know exactly what you were saying.
Yeah,
okay.
Sorry.
Is there an angel named Alex? No.
Oh, well, we have one. So maybe. That's funny.
Does that help?
All right, well, we got to come up with one. I'm sure there's one out there.
We got 120 angels, but I don't have one named Alex that I have identified. Maybe there is, but I haven't identified it.
Maybe it's already just maybe they're already floating around. We just haven't been publicly
notified. Yeah, maybe they're playing around with
it. Right. Well, let's give out the number, 800-930-2819 for the Dr. Pat Show. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, filling in for Dr. Pat today. 800-930-2819, open line. We'd love to have you on the show and have a mini angel reading with Sue. We'll be right back with more from Sue Storm, the Angel Lady.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? To Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationsTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light Show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at TransformationTalkRadio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit sharingloveandlightshow.com.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and I'd love to tell you about the latest technology of the Galara Company. I've been using the Galara Company equipment, the Air Machine, since 1992, and I have found them to be totally successful in killing mold, mildew, and keeping your house fresh and clean. If you'd like more information on it, you can go to MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Hi, I'm Carrie Nail from Nailed It Radio. Understanding our personality preferences can be huge in conquering miscommunication with others. For example, people who prefer extroverted energy tend to speak as they think and want to communicate by talking. However, people who prefer introverted energy tend to think quietly about their response before speaking and prefer to communicate by writing. And so a great strategy for both energy preferences is when extroverts want to brainstorm out loud, they should give introverts information ahead of time to think and prepare quietly before sharing out loud. And introverts should plan for quiet time before and after being with extroverts. And let extroverts know that he or she needs time to think before giving an answer. I specialize in helping people understand these differences so you can take them into every aspect of your life to thrive. For more information, you can visit my website, KerriNail.com. That's KerriNail.com.
You know, marriage is not always easy, but skills that improve communication go a long way. Tune in to the Relationship Rehab Show, Recovering Happiness in Your Love with Nancy Landrum and Dr. Pat each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Nancy is an author and teacher empowering couples to create and sustain loving marriages. Learn to listen, speak, and handle conflict with respect so your love can flourish. To learn more about Nancy and her work, visit NancyLandrum.com.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. I'm sitting in for Dr. Pat today for the Dr. Pat Show. And I'll talk a little bit about my special. I have a Dr. Pat special that everybody enjoys, and it's a really good deal. So you get two sessions for the price of one, and I call that my Dr. Pat special. So you get 2 half hours of my time for the cost of one. And if you want to directly call me, my number is 800-323-1790. That's for Sue Storm. That's not the radio show. It's 800-323-1790. My website is theangellady.net, and go and look at it. You can send me an email and tell me what you think, because it's a brand new website, just went up, theangellady.net, and my webmaster is looking for comments on, so help me out. Give him some comments. I think they're all good. All right. And I have 3 books. 2 of them you can get on Amazon, Angel First Aid RX for Excellence, and Angel First Aid RX for Miracles, second edition. Beautiful books. They're large size. They're like 8.5 by 11. They're like workbook size. And they are filled with the remedies that we're talking about today, the Angel First Aid techniques and affirmations and angels, 120 angels. And they're just, you know, chock full of good things for you to know, for you to do, and I think that's about it for talking about me. Now, do we have a caller, or should I go into another technique?
We still have open lines there, Sue, but I'll give out the number again if you like. It's 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819.
Okay. Here's another technique. I just got an email from a young man who said didn't have confidence. He had to make a speech, and he had to talk in front of his group, and he just didn't have confidence. So I taught him this one, And it's called backbone. And what you do is you think of the energy in your chest and in your abdomen, and you just move that energy to your backbone. You will stand straighter. People won't mess with you. You'll be more confident. If you're going on an interview, get your energy in your backbone before you go in. And by the way, just in case you're going to be doing an inner job interview, Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H, is the angel to help you. If you need to negotiate your salary, Nicole is the angel of negotiation. And all these are available. On my website, theangellady.net, I also have an area where you can ask me. It says Ask Sue in one of the headings. And you can, fill out a form, but you can ask me a question. You can ask about your angels and if there's something that you want to know or if there's a technique, something simple, you can ask that question. Or call me at 800-323-1790. And let's see, we're going to go into another remedy now. This is a remedy for clearing your mind. Again, we got another one for clearing your mind. And it's called cross crawl. And what you do is when you walk like a toy soldier, when you walk, you put your left foot out and your right arm out, or your right foot out and your left arm out. And you don't have to do the straight knee like a toy soldier, but just get into that position as you walk. And when I'm doing all-nighters and writing my books and stuff like that, I'll stop and just walk up and down the hall. Or if you're outside taking a walk, just do it in the cross-crawl way where you have the opposite hand and opposite foot out. And that will take the left side of your brain and the right side of your brain and balance it. It'll help you focus. It's another one of the angel first aid techniques that's very effective. Let's see. I am going to just go through this book here and just see which one comes up next. Next one that comes up is called Vitality Plus. And this is good for everything. In fact, this is good for losing weight, too. This is good for just about everything. Energy, vitality. All right. So what you do is you take your non-dominant hand and you just put it on the bottom of your throat like you were going, or basically over your thyroid is what you're doing at the bottom of your throat. And the other hand is down at your side. So you're standing up. Your other hand is down at your side, fingers facing towards the floor. And you just swing your wrist clockwise. You just move your wrist clockwise. Your arm stays straight. And you just move your wrist. Rotate is the word I'm looking for. Rotate your wrist clockwise. And you do it about 30 times. And it sort of pumps you up. Pumps up your metabolism. Pumps up your energy field. It just pumps you up. And Vitality Plus, and I like that one. If someone said, just give me your favorite remedy, it would be Vitality Plus.
Sue, let me jump in here if you don't mind. We actually have Nancy calling in from Tacoma.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, let's round out the show with her. Nancy, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi. Do you need a remedy, Nancy? Do you need a technique?
Yes. Well, I have a financial situation that I'm worried about. I don't feel confident about.
Okay. Do you want to give me a little more detail so I know how to?
Sure. I have a property that someone wants to buy, and I'm just not confident they're going to offer me a fair price, and I feel worried about it.
Well, the first thing is don't worry.
Okay.
Take out an imaginary chalkboard, or in your mind, imagine a chalkboard and write worry on there, and then power wash it off. We got to get worry out of the mix here. So
And
if you're thinking, for anybody listening, if you have struggle in your vocabulary, put it on a chalkboard and wash it off, scrub it off. And then change it with plenty. Put it after you've got the bad word or the negative word off, put plenty on, mm-hmm. or put, that they will offer you plenty. We were talking about that at the beginning. Did you see the beginning of the show?
I missed it, unfortunately.
You did. Okay. So we were saying to obsess on the word plenty. So they're going to offer you plenty. There's going to be plenty of time, plenty of money, plenty of joy. They're going to offer you plenty, and you're going to have plenty of joy. How about that?
I like that. I like that idea. That's what I prefer.
Yeah. Obsess on the word plenty. I feel it's going to be fair. I mean, my angels tell me it's going to be fair. So it's going to be fair.
It's a fair person. I just worry. Sometimes they get caught up in money.
Yeah, but it's going to make sure it is fair to you. And if not, get someone else. But let's see. The angel of real estate is Calvin, so you can ask Calvin to help.
Okay.
I do feel the sale will go through. They said the sale will go through.
I'm going to sell no matter what. I really want to sell.
Yeah, but... it'll be fair to you.
Oh, that makes me feel so much better.
Good. Then we can cross off worry.
All right. Yeah, I'll power wash those off. Perfect.
Okay. And really, obsessed on plenty. Once the sale goes through, still have plenty. You'll have plenty of money to do what you want. How about that?
Plenty. Oh, great.
Awesome. So glad that you called. Thank you. Yeah.
All right. Thanks. Have a great day. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, thanks, Nancy, for calling in from the Tacoma area. And, Sue, that'll do it for today. Parting words.
Would you like me to give out my information one more time?
That'd be fantastic. Thanks.
All right. Okay. So if you want to reach me, it's 800-323-1790. Take advantage of the Dr. Pat special. It's the best one I give out. And it's you pay for one half hour. You get the second one at no charge. And it's usually a 1-2 punch because there's more you need to know than you can get in the first session, or you come up with more ideas or things that you want to ask. My website is theangellady.net, theangellady.net. Go visit it. You'll love it. It's wonderful. And thank you, Benny. It's been fun. We played our Angel First Aid Technique game, and it's been fun.
Yeah, my pleasure. And thanks for having me on, and we'll hear from you soon. That's Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. We'll be back with more for tomorrow from the Transformation Talk Radio Network.
The beauty.